Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Success takes time. In this video, we're going to explain why success is so difficult to achieve and why you can accomplish it when you put the time into yourself, when you put the time into developing, when you put the time into growing within yourself. It takes time. Success takes time because you have to put time into your success. So get ready to learn more about success and the importance behind it. Because when you start to understand timing, now you start to recognize what success looks like to you. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, this topic is going to be about personal development, so you can start learning how to develop with time so you can create success for yourself. So get your notebook out, get your pen out, and get ready to take notes on what success looks like when you learn how to work with time rather than against time. So if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe, because today we're diving deep on the importance of success and how much time it will take. So let me go ahead and get situated. Let me go ahead and get everything prepared so we can have a great podcast episode. So go ahead and get everything set up. There we go. The main key to success is putting the time into the work every single day. As simple as it sounds, you have to be willing to commit to a thing, to something, to a skill for a long period of time, because what happens is that you get better over time. You don't get better as soon as you start doing something. You get better as the more you do a particular thing. And so one thing I learned about success, as I'm learning about success, is that the more you learn, the more you understand. The more you understand, the more you have to act on. And if you're not acting on the knowledge that you have, it's kind of like wasted information. It's kind of like a waste of time because you put all this time into yourself to learn a particular skill, but this skill is not being focused on because it's something that you're not paying attention to. So one thing that I used to struggle with was time management. I wasn't aware of time management and the importance behind it. So I really was doing things in an unorganized way, but I was learning how to manage the time that I had. When I was working for Walmart, I moved around while I was in the company. I went from cashier to car pusher to car pusher to electronics associate to electronics associates to produce associate. And from time to time, maybe one or two times, I did cap two. The biggest thing that I've learned while working at Walmart is that as soon as you get hired, you're not gonna go to a different position. You have to be willing to learn this skill first. And when you have a basic understanding of it, then that's when you'll be able to try something new. But it wasn't until I got the job at Walmart, I start doing the job of cashiering, and I start to understand the importance behind paying attention to what you scan, paying attention to what you put into the bag, because if you don't, you can miscalculate what the total price will be. And so during this time, I wasn't aware of what success looked like because I wasn't managing my time accordingly. Yes, I was at work. Yes, I had to be at work at a certain time, but I didn't see the importance of it. I didn't see the importance of identifying the time that you have and using your time accordingly. I just thought when you have like an idea or something that you like to do, you just have to, you would have to gradually do it. You have to do it over time, because when you, as you're doing it over time, you are developing something that will last a lifetime. There's something that was, that's just lasting a lifetime, is a skill that's been developed. And so it helped me learn more about myself and why time management was so important, because if you pay attention to the time that you have and you make use of the time that you have, then that's when you start to understand that you're becoming successful with the time that you have. But it's controlling every minute, it's paying attention to every minute, and it's organizing the time that you have, because to get and discover success for yourself, you have to be willing to get and discover time. Time is always with us. Time is always around us. And for us to understand the importance of time, we have to learn how to pay attention to it. We have to learn how to work with the time rather than against it, because if we're working with the time, we don't have control of our time. And it was so difficult for me to understand that if you pay attention to what you are doing and how you would like to go about doing it, not only will you pay attention to it, but you will start to develop even more. And once you develop even more, you learn the importance behind your growth. And you learn the importance behind success. Success looks different for everyone. And when I started my journey a half a decade ago, I knew I wanted to be something different. I knew I wanted to help others. I knew I wanted to make an impact. But I had no idea what that looked like. I had no clue what that appeared to be. And so it taught me that if you understand more about yourself, the answers will start to get revealed. It will start to be come aware to you, because now you're able to see things in a new light, in a new language, in a new way that will help you understand what you are doing. The reason why that's so important, because success looks like, to me, making a difference on others. It's helping others become the best version of themselves, because they see someone that's becoming the best version of themselves. I want to be the example. I want to lead the way. I want to have the influence to not only impact others, but to show others that you can dream and you can accomplish your dream if you're willing to work towards your dream. And if you put time into your success every single day, eventually you will start to be successful. Eventually you will have success. Eventually you will have the rewards. Eventually you will have the accomplishments. But it's doing things blindly. Before people can see you, you have to see your success so you can start working with the time that you have. You see, the most challenging thing is understanding that there's 24 hours in a day. There's 24 hours in a day, and the time doesn't pause for anything, doesn't stop running for anything. Time just keep going. And that just keep going, that you have to find a way to learn how to work with the time. And so as there's 24 hours in a day, and then you sleep for 7.5 hours, there's time that you can't get back. There's time that you can't get back, because it's something that you're putting into your sleep. Now, I've tried to get 7 hours of sleep, but for some reason, I just can't sleep for that long, because I feel like I want to seize the day. I want to accomplish the goals. I want to achieve my success. And so I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like when I sleep for a long time, my day is wasted, because I'm not really paying attention to it, because I slept for a little longer. Now, when I started back working out, it was challenging for me, because I had to learn how to get up early. I had to learn how to get up early and go to the gym. And as I'm going to the gym, I have to be willing to work out when I don't even feel like working out. I mean, there's one time I had went to the gym, and it was this older gym in there. And every time we see each other, we end up catching a conversation. We end up talking and communicating with one another. And as we was communicating with one another, this one day I'm talking to him. I get to the gym, it's like 7:30 in the morning, the sun is rising, we're talking to one another. And as we're talking to one another, time is going on. So I was supposed to go to the gym to work out. But I'm at the gym talking to an older man who had a lot of wisdom. And so I'm speaking to him, I'm talking to him, I'm listening to him, I'm asking him questions, he's answering the questions, he's asking me questions. And we just caught a great conversation. And so my brother who was there, he said, man, you supposed to be working out. He said, you doing too much talking. You supposed to be working out. I said, yeah, you right. But where else can I get this wisdom from? What else can I get this knowledge from? Where else can I be educated from if I'm not in the gym learning how to exercise, how to gain wisdom, and how to strengthen my mind? There's nothing wrong with learning from other people. What I've learned is that anytime you come encounter with somebody new, you have a chance to discover new information. You have a chance to discover information that you never came across. There was a terminology that he mentioned. He referred it as positive reinforcement. Whenever someone do something good, recognize it and appreciate them for the effort that they did. But when he said that, he was talking about what being in a relationship, because he was in a relationship for like 47 years or something like that. And he said, every time my wife do something for me, I say, I appreciate you, so she can always feel appreciated. I said, why do you do that? He said, so she can always feel appreciated. I said, okay. So do you do that with everybody, or you just do that with your wife? He said, for the conversation, we were just talking about his wife and how long they've been together, things of that nature. And so during that time, he was like, if you want to have a happy relationship, you have to be willing to do that. Because I had just got divorced, and I'm trying to talk to anybody who had the wisdom, anybody who had the knowledge, anybody who had the education, that maybe I did something wrong, because they have a long-lasting relationship. I'm trying to figure out what's the key, what's the secret, what's the secret ingredient that will help me get to that one day. And so I'm around different people. I'm having conversations with different people at the gym, in the parking lot, like at the grocery store. It doesn't matter where I go. If there's a person that's willing to talk, if there's a person that has wisdom, if there's a person who has experience, I'm willing to listen, because something that you can say will help me as I'm going along my journey. But it's understanding that someone has something to say. I remember this one time, me and my mama, we had went to this breakfast spot. And when we went to this breakfast spot, me and my mom, we were sitting there waiting, and because we had a table for two, so we was waiting. And so this gentleman came in who had a briefcase and just standing there. And so I spotted him, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what he does. And so I asked him, I was like, so what do you do? Like, I see you have the briefcase, I see you have, like, you have work to do, but if your mommy asks, like, what do you do? At that time, I believe he said he was a wrestler. He said, I'm a wrestler, and I'm just traveling around and going to different places to wrestle. I said, okay, cool. So I'm asking the questions. I'm just listening. We just talking. And so as we continue to talk and our conversation is coming to an end, it comes to an end, and then when we start walking off, my mama started talking to me. My mama's like, son, you have no communication skills. I'm like, what you mean? I have no communication. I thought the conversation was good. I thought the conversation was good. She said, son, you don't have any communication skills. You didn't tell him about yourself. You just let him tell you about who he is and what he got going. I said, ain't that what you're supposed to do? She said, son, no, your life and your experience and your conversation matters the most, because you have to share yourself to others. So I'm like, okay. So over time, I start to work on that. Over time, I start to strengthen that. And over time, my podcast really evolved, because I not only became a great listener, but I became a great talker as well. So when I start to fully understand that I have to pay attention to the skill, success starts appearing differently to me, because now I'm able to learn more, because I'm able to connect with others. She didn't say connect or that in that exact words. What she did say, what she did mention, what my mama did mention, is that, son, you don't know how to communicate. Your communication skills is not that great. And over time, as I learned how to communicate, how to listen, how to ask questions, how to share myself, how to share my story, how to share my experiences, I've learned that it creates relatability. When you're able to share yourself, you have relatability with others. On the contrary, it's difficult to share yourself Because how do you be vulnerable out in public? How do you be vulnerable with strangers? How do you be vulnerable with people that you don't even know? It was something that I had to fully learn and fully be aware of, that it was a skill that I had to develop if I wanted to discover my success. And there is a saying that says, if you want to succeed, you will have to learn how to succeed. And until you learn what success looks like, you will never succeed. And the reason why that's so important, because you are able to push yourself to learn from yourself, to learn from your environment, and to learn new things. Because the things that you're learning are new opportunities that you can go into, are new opportunities that you can discover, are new opportunities that will help you find your success. Let me know in the comments right quick. What is your biggest takeaway so far? Like, what are your thoughts on what success look like to you? I'm going to read the comments. I'm going to come right back to it. There's a process behind time. Because if you want to be successful, you have to put time into the work. You have to put time into yourself. And you have to put time into learning what you're doing. I saw this one video with Denzel Washington. He said he had a point in life when he just wanted to get behind the camera and start teaching. He said in life, he has three stages of life. You have learning, L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G. You have earning, E-A-R-N-I-N-G. And then you have teaching. He said, Denzel Washington said that he's at a point in life where he wants to teach others how to be a good actor. And then I got to think about it. I said, that's good. That's good. The way he put that was phenomenally said. It was good. It was amazing how he said that. And so when he said it like that, I got to thinking. I'm like, life is like, there's three stages. You have to learn, you have to earn, and you have to teach. What if you can learn what you are doing, earn from the learnings that you have received, and then start teaching what you have learned, what you have earned based off what you have learned, so you're always constantly learning. It's kind of like a continuous cycle. Excuse me. There's a cycle that always rotates, kind of like a circle. The circle never ends. It doesn't have an end point. It's just a circle. So it's round. Excuse me, it's round. And this helps with success, because success is something that you have to create. It's something that you have to discover. It's something that has to evolve with you, because if it don't evolve with you, you don't understand how you can be better, how you can grow, and how you can develop within yourself. And see, what I've learned is that in order to have success, you have to recognize the time that you have. When you recognize the time that you have, you have to fully understand the time that you have is only coming from the decisions that you make. Once you make a decision, it is up to you. Once you decide on something, you have to be willing to understand that this something is going to turn into something bigger. The reason why this is so important is because it shows that you are on the right path. It might not seem like, as you're doing the work, as you are putting the time in, that nothing is coming from it. But if you really think about it, you are getting better with yourself, with the skill, and with time. There's a saying that goes, time is of the essence. And until you pay into, I'm sorry, time is of the essence. And until you pay attention to it, it will always be in the essence because you're not aware of it. Once you start to become aware of it, you're no longer rejecting what the time is. It's going to take longer than you expect. Success is going to take a lot longer than you expect because you have to become someone different. Not in a bad way, but in a way where you can handle the success. There's a thing that says that having success is a lot of pressure. Having success is a lot of pressure Because you have to be willing to learn nothing. What you are doing, what you and how you are going about learning it, you have to be aware that it takes time to learn this skill. So you have to give yourself the okay to learn on the go and develop the more you can ever imagine. But it's understanding that the time that you put into yourself only gets brought out when you learn what success looks like to you. So if you have your pen and your notebook, make sure you write down, what does success look like to me? To me, success looks like helping others become the best version of themselves. To me, success looks like helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can get confident on camera. To me, success looks like being the example where others can follow and they can get inspired by my journey. Because my journey is something that's going to teach a lot of people. And as it's teaching a lot of people, I want to be the one that teach a lot of people. I want to be the one that help a lot of people. I want to be the one that discover a lot of people. Because it's something that happens when you don't, when you commit to the process, when you commit to the unknown, when you commit to yourself. You see, success takes time because it takes a long time to commit to yourself. And once you commit to yourself, life start happening because this is where challenges come from. You're made in the dark. And when you come into the light is shining upon the success that you have achieved. You can't achieve success if you haven't learned what success looks like. So if you have your pen, if you have your notebook, write down in your notebook, what does success look like to me? What does success look like to me? Because to define what success looks like, now you have to be willing to put the time into yourself to know you can develop over time. It's a development that takes a long time because how do you know what you're doing? I remember I was in a sex education class and they said that a woman takes 9 months to be and have a child. A woman takes 9 months to be pregnant and deliver the child. If a child got delivered in a month when a woman got pregnant, then a child won't be able to survive because it hasn't developed. Whereas if the baby take time to develop over time within the 9 months time frame, they're developing in the dark. They're getting built and made in the dark. It still surprises me, like, how, like, that is incredible. That is incredible. Like, a whole baby come, you know what I mean? A whole baby. Nonetheless, they have to develop in the dark. And then once they get brought into the world, not only does the development that happened in the dark when they was in their mother's bellies, they have to come out to the world to a new light. And what I've recently understand at this point, at this time, I don't have any kids. We don't have any kids yet. But I got nieces and nephews. I was just looking at my nephew. I'm like, dang, he was just a baby. Like, I'm talking about like he just had to be held. And now he's over there walking and talking. What I also learned is that when you get brought to, when you discover success, when you learn and walk into the light, you still have to continue to develop. Because it's some things that you don't know. It's some things that you're not aware of. It's some things that you don't understand. And when you start to develop yourself, you start to recognize what success looks like to you. Because it's a piece that's missing. It's a piece that has to be there. And in order for it to be there, you have to pay attention to the time that you have. Because once you pay attention to the time that you have, not only are you paying attention to it, you're defining your definition of success and what it looks like for you. your success is going to be completely different than the next person's success. And the next person's success is going to be completely different from your success. Because it's your success. You are the one that has to do the work. You are the one that has to do the grind. You are the one that has to learn. Growing up, my mama went to college many, many, many times. She has 8 degrees right now, working her 9th. And so, when we was younger, she'd go to school. I remember one class, she put us in the back of the class. We had our Nintendo Switches, we had our games, and our attention was on the game. Whereas my mama, who was a single mother raising 3 boys by herself, was in class learning. And so often, she'll look back at us, make sure that we weren't doing what we were supposed to do. But the fact that she was able to get so many different degrees while being a mother, while raising 3 boys, while beating the odds, was amazing to me. Because it showed that if you want something, you can't make excuse for the thing that you want. Because in order to have the things that you're looking for, you have to define the meaning of success. What a success looks like. I was driving home the other day, and as I'm driving home, it's dark. It's late at night. And as I'm coming home, and I'm in the road driving, and it's dark, I see a car stop because I was aware that the car was stopping, but I didn't fully understand why they were stopping, because it looked like the traffic, it wasn't no traffic. And so when I got on the opposite lane, then I looked, I saw a bed mattress. And so I was like, okay, cool. I got out the car, I parked the car, got out the car, then I pulled the mattress out of the way. And I did that, one, because I saw another person pull something out of the street. Like, they pulled over to the side of the road, got out their car, and they start pulling the stuff out the middle of the road. And when I saw that, I said, one day, I'm going to be that resilient. One day, I'm going to be that type of person where I have to do things and nobody even know I did it. And so when I saw him do that, he didn't know I was looking at what he was doing. Such as when I moved the mattress out of the middle of the road, people didn't even see what I was doing. One, because it was dark. Two, because they wasn't paying attention to me. Three, that was just going home. But success looks differently to me because I'm making it a priority. I'm making it a thing. I'm making it something that I can focus on. Because time is of the essence until I pay attention to the time that I have in order for it to be essence. Time management helps you create success because success only comes from your work. Success only comes from your determination. Success only comes from you. Because you are the one that can have it. You are the one that can build it. You are the one that has to be determined from it. Because if you're not determined, nothing's going to come from it. People can try to pull out your potential. But if you don't understand your potential, no one's going to pull anything out. Because the main important thing that matters the most is that you have something to work towards. As you are working towards something, you are learning more about what you are doing and why you're doing it a particular way. Because it's something that you have to be willing to learn. Success takes time because it doesn't come overnight. There's some skills, there's some knowledge that you will have to learn, that you will have to develop in order for you to recognize. Hold on, I messed this one up. God, dog. In order for you to recognize that something can come from that. And it's recognizing that time is of the essence because success comes from your focus. When you manage your time accordingly, not only you manage your time accordingly, you're able to see your growth. You're able to see your development. You're able to see things that you wasn't even aware of. And since you're not aware of it, you can only improve without even knowing that you are improving. When you start to become what you are working on and how you are developing, you start to see the value of focusing on your time that you have. Everyone has the same 24 hours, and a lot of people don't say that you do have the same 24 hours. Well, there's 24 hours in a day. What you do in the day is completely different. But everyone has 24 hours, and what you do with your time matters the most, because it will show if you're prepared for your success. If you're prepared for your success, you will start to see what work needs to be done, what you can do, and how you can be better. The biggest way I'm learning how to be better is to organize everything that I'm doing, is to set things up right, the right way, so the right way can be repeated. So the right day can be multiplied, so the right thing can show that I know what I'm doing. I started to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000, and this challenge has been phenomenal. I've learned so many different things that I wasn't expecting to learn and discover, and it helped me fully understand the power of commitment. If you want success, you have to use the time that you have to become someone different. You have to use the time that you have to discover why you're becoming different. Because until you recognize the success that you have, how do you learn how to manage time that you have to become something better or someone better? My mission is to help others become the best version of themselves. In order for me to help others become the best version of themselves, I have to keep becoming the best version of myself. Because if I don't continue to grow, if I don't continue to develop, if I don't continue to learn, what I will be teaching will not be good, because I'm not even practicing what I'm preaching. I'm not even practicing what I'm preaching. And the next point I want to hit on is that you have to be willing to practice so you can get better. There's a saying that say practice makes perfect. There's another saying that say perfect comes from practice. You can do the same thing over and over and over again for countless amount of days, countless amount of nights, countless amount of weeks. Excuse me. And until you do the same thing over and over and over again, how do you get better? How do you improve? Let me know in the comments. If you feel what I'm saying, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe, and let me know how or why what does success look like to you? There's power in time management and recognizing the amount of time that you actually have. When I get up and go to the gym, I get up and go to the gym from 6 o'clock to 6:30, 6:35. And as I'm in the gym, if I don't sleep in past 6, maybe 6:10, I probably leave the gym around like 6:35. Today, I got up at 5 to 5:30, got up, and then from 5:36, I posted, and then from 6 to 6:10, I took me a nap. And when I woke up, I was like, I almost missed the gym, but I wanted to go to the gym, but I just didn't want to miss the gym. And so during that time, I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and get up. So I got up, I got dressed, and I went to the gym. When you're looking for success and you want to have success for yourself, you have to get up and chase it every single day. Because if you don't chase it, no one's going to come and give you a silver spoon and say, hey, congratulations, you just got something. You just earned something. You just worked for something. No one's going to do that. And until you do it for yourself, how do you know what success looks like? Success is a language that you have to learn, because you have to change what you think about the word. I want to look up the definition of success. So let me share my screen right quick, because I do want to look up the definition of success, because I feel like it's a good word. I feel like it's a good word. And it says the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. In other words, you have to have an aim or purpose of doing things to have success. Success doesn't come easy. It comes from the amount of work that you put into yourself. If it wasn't challenging, how would you develop? How would you grow? How would you even improve? I learned over time that success will change and it will appear differently because you will become different. I saw this video with Shannon Sharp and he was like that even though he's hitting so many different numbers, he's on many different platforms and he has so many different shows. Not only is he on different shows, he is producing a lot of videos. And one day when he was at a conference, he was telling people, don't treat me any different. Because I'm the same person that I was as I was growing up. I'm the same person as I was growing up. And then I'm like, I get what you are saying. And at the same time, you're not the same person because of what you have accomplished. Because of what you have accomplished, you can't be the same. People look at you different. You have success. You are accomplishing things. And until you recognize that what success looks like to you, coming from humble beginnings doesn't mean you have to stay in humble beginnings. You just have to treat people right and have humility. Because when you respect people and you treat people right, what you are working on, they will eventually want to help you. But it's not until you recognize what success looks like for you so you don't have to be chasing a blank slate. The most important thing to fully understand about success is that the time that you put in is the time that will come out on the end that you're not even paying attention to, because it come out that way because it's something that's already been producing over time. It's already produced. It's already made. It's already created. But you have to understand, like, there's a process behind success, but you have to start from somewhere to build this success. When I started making videos, when I started making podcasts a half a decade ago, I started because success looked like to me at that time was learning how to pick up my phone and learning how to be confident. If I could be confident on camera at the time, I didn't know this, but now I'm older and I've been doing it for quite some time. Now that I'm older, I recognize the importance of confidence on camera. Reason why people lack confidence is because the camera is something they've never done before. Speaking to the camera is something that's so difficult. And talking to yourself is so challenging. But when you do something for a long period of time, eventually you will get good. You just have to give yourself time to be good. To know that you can become good. Because the key to growth, the key to development, is understanding that success has a way of doing things. Like, success doesn't just come to you, it doesn't just fall into your lap. Success has to be really worked towards, because in order to get to the next step, you don't have to accomplish a lot of different things and have so much success. You just have to accomplish one thing and have success in the thing that you are accomplishing, and people will start to watch. And people will start to be inspired, and people will start to say, I want to do what you are currently doing based off the amount of success that you have in one thing. And this was when I recognized that success changes as you change for yourself. It's not a bad thing to change. It's not bad to change. What is bad is thinking that you're not changing while becoming someone different. You can't always stay 2 years old. As a baby, you can't always stay two. As I was growing up, I remember going around older people that was like, enjoy your youth. Enjoy your youth because it goes fast. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. Enjoy your youth because it goes fast. Enjoy your time because it goes fast. Enjoy the moment because it goes fast. You see, accomplishing success takes longer than expected because you have to be willing to learn something different. You have to be willing to do something different, and you have to be willing to learn how to show up, because you're able to recognize that you can grow as you are developing your success, because success only comes from the time that you put into yourself as you continue to develop for yourself. Let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway so far. Like, what does success look like to you? Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments. It's so important. Not only do you fully understand the meaning behind success, but that you work towards it every single day. There's this movie called The Smart House. In this movie, what we're seeing today, what's this? November of 2024, what we're seeing today, for some reason, the people in the past, the people in the past, they already know what the future is going to consist of. As interesting as it appears, it's like, God, dog, like, how did y'all even know? How did y'all even know? The house was literally a house, but it had a lot of technology in it. In fact, the house was ran by technology. And one day, the technology ended up getting bad because it had bad code in it. And what bad code is just formulas in the computer system. Like, that's all I know. Formulas is computer, is things in the computer system. It was the wrong data because someone came and changed the data. And so as I'm watching this movie, we recently watched it a couple months ago. As we're watching the movie, it's like the house is a smart house. Like, picture this. There's a newspaper that's rolled up and it get thrown in front of the house. And once it get thrown in front of the house, the house used the electronics to pick up the newspaper and put it in the house. I said, there's no way. The fact that the people who made the movie saw the vision in the future made me really appreciate what we actually have. Success has to be paid attention to so you can identify what you have and recognize if it's something that you want to keep having. Because success only comes from the time that you put into yourself to know that you can develop over time. I remember my first time going to this place called Wild River Country. And in this place, it was a swim park. It was a park with a lot of water parks. It was a park with a whole bunch of water. And one time we went, it was called a toilet bowl. And what the toilet bowl is, kind of is exactly what it sounds like, but it's a pool. Which means when you get in the tunnel, You spin around, and then you go down the tunnel. That was so fun because I wasn't even expecting it. And so when I got in the bowl, in the toilet bowl, I'm spinning around, and I end up coming out. I get out above water. I said, that was pretty cool. Because it was something I wasn't expecting. As you are discovering your success is going to look like something that you're not familiar with. And until you recognize what success looks like, until you create the meaning behind it, the meaning behind it will be so confusing because you're not paying attention to it. Because it matters that you're able to identify what success looks like, how to go about getting the success, and how to increase the success that you're getting. Because to get and accomplish your success, you have to be willing to do things that will get you there. the main important thing to really focus on is time management. How do you focus on the time that you have to create the success that you're looking for? I often ask myself, what success am I looking like? What success am I looking for? Who do I want to help? Why do I want to help in a particular way? Because it taught me that when you start learning, when you start earning, and when you start teaching, you start having success. Because success is something that only comes from you. You can define your meaning of success, or you can use the Webster dictionary. What happens is that you're able to see yourself, to hear yourself, and to study in a way where it's going to create your success over time. If you want success, you have to be willing to learn from others who already have success. I mean, I was playing football, and as I'm playing football, I wasn't that good coming into high school. And since I wasn't that good, I didn't play that well. But I saw two gentlemen who gave it their all every single day. I saw two gentlemen that was great players every single day. So I had inspiration to be great just like I saw the others be great. Because it was something that I witnessed. It was something that I saw. It was something that I paid attention to. They was the best because they outworked everybody. When you start outworking everybody, this is when you become the best. Life is challenging. In order for you to get to the next step, in order for you to accomplish your success, in order for you to have success, you have to be willing to use the time that you have to know that you can get to the next level. And as you are getting to the next level, you have to know that you have to put time into your success so your success can happen when you are ready for it to happen. And I say you ready for it to happen because you have to be the one that has to be ready to accomplish and achieve the success. Because success is in you. You just have to discover how to pull it out of you. You see, life is so rewarding because you have a chance to be successful. Life is so rewarding because you have a way to find the meaning of being successful. So find a way to be successful by using the time that you have. And over time, you will start to get better and build a skill based off the amount of effort that you put into yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why success takes time and how you are going to start putting time into your success so you can become different, so you can make more impact, and so you can launch your podcast. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. Then I'll see y'all next time.